All right, hey, Better Leaders, we are here. This is Danny from, Better Leaders, I just said that, and Mitch from Organized Binder, and we're going to be talking about something that's been on Mitch's mind recently, so I'm going to turn it over to you, Mitch, and what's been on your mind?
Thanks for the intro. Hey, everybody. Authenticity has been on my mind, and I've really been reviewing that, thinking about it through the lens of classroom practice, through the lens of kind of a school community, and also Organized Binder is an entity, and what authenticity means kind of in those three spaces.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you bring this up, because I think I shared before we started recording, I recently put out a survey. I talked to 100 school leaders, and I asked them, what is their focus this year and what are their biggest challenges? And from that analysis of what they shared with me, I want to build something that they'll find helpful, right? I don't want to create what I think they need, right? I want to create what they say. Here's where I need. And what's winning so far, and by the time this episode ships, it will know who the winner is, but it's leading by a landslide. Finding my voice and leading with authenticity. So it's hitting a nerve, you know, maybe it's on a lot of people's minds, and I'm excited to be talking about this with you. Why is it resonating so much with you, Mitch? And then why do you think it's resonating so much with the leaders we serve?
I think there's a few reasons, and I'll try to stay out of the political fray. For me, what it's been, and I think this is absolutely true for school leaders, classroom teachers, just about anywhere. And is this idea that if something's worthwhile, it's going to take a while. And I feel like I think technology has a lot to do with it, but just the acceleration of the pace of everything, that when we slow down and really try to review and assess and continually reassess what is authentic in my practice as a school leader, like what are those, you know, things that align with the mission statement or goals of the school, or like the classroom teacher, like are my practices, if I look at them through this, again, authenticity lens, what does that mean? And it's okay if something takes a while, because if it's worthwhile, if it's worth doing and being authentic in that space, it's going to take a while. For some reason, that's just resonating with me, kind of the combination of those two.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if fear has something to do with it. Mm. You know, you're talking about...
What do you mean by that?
Well, that it takes a while, you know, and for it to come to fruition, completion, you have to have grit, perseverance. Mm-hmm. And then I start wondering, do I have what it takes to see this through, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, you know, if you think maybe that has something to do with it.
I think it does. And I think you've hit on something that's really important there, that authenticity is in no way perfection. And mm-hmm. so there might be that scary place of how long it might take to see it through. It might not. Not everything has to be that's authentic. It takes a while. But yeah, being okay to slow down and continually come back to this place of authenticity. And I can say wholeheartedly, as a classroom teacher for 2 decades, the school leaders and district leaders that have profoundly impacted my life have been authentic. Not mm-hmm. perfect by any stretch, but truly authentic people engaged in the work with vision. And at times being vulnerable in that authenticity about mistakes or mm-hmm. maybe what is the next step, and just kind of approaching the community as an authentic leader. So I definitely think there's something there.
Can you think of like one very concrete example of an authentic leader?
Mm. Yeah, I can. School leader in particular?
Or just leader, yeah, somebody in your...
Yeah, yeah. The principal that I'm working with right now, Christy McInnes is her name, and the thing that I appreciate, her leadership is she's part of the team. Everybody in the room feels valued in a really powerful way. Their opinion, their contribution, their ideas. And her authenticity is how she is so transparent about just her own personal path in life and struggles and victories. And she actually kind of dives down deep into a lot of the research and psychology around, you know, struggles in life with anger, with insecurity, with how I react when I'm approached and put on defense. And I've really, and this is my first year working with her. It kind of took me aback at first. It was like, wow, this is a trip. This is a different kind of staff meeting. And I've just completely fallen in love with her leadership style. And it's just that, like, complete and utter transparency and open about mistakes. And it's just a breath of fresh air. And I think we're starving for that in the modern climate.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mitch, as we wrap up this show for today, what would you say is that one key takeaway regarding leadership and authenticity for the listener?
To slow down and figure out what that means for you and your school community. I love the fact that it's not one size fit all and it's going to look different everywhere. But if it truly is authentic, it'll resonate and people will follow.
Well, you heard it here. Hey, if you enjoy what we're putting out there today on these bonus episodes, let us know how you're going to reach out and be authentic with your community. Connect with me at Alien Earbud on Twitter and Mitch at Organized Binder. Go out there today and be a ruckus maker.